My third
Desert Island Discs comes from all parts of my life. I couldn't ever have considered my desert island without bringing with me the one composer who I've known all my life. The man whose music thrilled me when I was about, I don't know, 7 or 8, and I first heard him at a violin lesson and thought it was the worst sound I'd ever heard in my life. Yeah, I overheard him having a violin lesson. He was absolutely much, much better on the drums. He was a very good drummer. He was very good on the organ. He was very good on the piano, and he was very good on the guitar. And he was a fantastic all-round musician. He built a recording studio in the loft of his house in Limerick, and I was there watching people sticking egg boxes onto the ceilings. Oh, we went through, I feel like as if we went through kindergarten together. We didn't, I think. We certainly went through being educated by Jesuits together. And I played in his house. I watched, saw my first moving pictures in his house. His father had a, what do you call one of these big film reels, and you could watch cartoons on it. Yeah, we were both on the editorial board of the school magazine for 1 year. We went to a hostel in Dublin our first 2 years at university. We stayed in the same place, a place called Hatch Hall. What do we do next? We actually shared an apartment, shared a flat, as we called it, in Dublin. And there's so many connections. His wife Denise was in my social science class. We did social science together in UCD. And I am extremely fond of this guy. And we met several times after we left university. He went on and became he went from being a session musician to being an arranger to finally having his own work performed. Yeah, it was a whole shock to me, though, when I turned on the TV and I saw what was going on. So what I'm, and the rest is history, as they say. So what I'm going to play you now is actually what happened before everything, you know, went crazy, before Irish traditional music was turned on its head, or Irish traditional music performance in a way was turned on its head. Certainly to me it was a bit like a revolution. So I give you the 1992 version of the composition by my great, great friend, Bill Whelan. A guy who, in my opinion, is comparatively unknown, even though Riverdance is known by I don't know how many people. But why should the composer be so little known and the music be so well known? Anyway, my third Desert Island Discs is here now. Thank you. accompanied by river dance, I get plenty of exercise on the desert island. Oh, one small thing. Riverdance was first performed at the Eurovision Song Contest in Ireland in 1994. The music I've just played for you was recorded in Windmill Lane Studios in Ringsend in Dublin in March 1993. Oh, those were the years.